Mark?
I had another question about patients who are prospective bevacizumab candidates who have pre-existing hypertension and are already on antihypertensive medications. If someone were on a different class of agents, let's say they're on a calcium blocker for whatever reason for their hypertension and it's controlled, and then you decide to treat them with bevacizumab, would you change classes of antihypertensive if their blood pressure went up on bevacizumab, or would you just escalate the dose of whatever they were already on if they were tolerating it well?
I probably would change classes. One of the things we found from the NCI task force is that many of the calcium channel blockers actually have an interaction and will increase the levels, not bad for your cancer, of bevacizumab, but also what you end up getting is higher toxicities. So in order to keep the patient on bevacizumab and minimize toxicities, then those are the type of patients we would go to another agent to minimize drug-drug interaction so they can stay on their bevacizumab.
For the practicing oncologist, what are the common calcium channel blockers now that they should be maybe thinking about getting off of?
One is Cartizem, has a lot of drug-drug interaction. Great hypertensive drugs, but can interact with that. Norvasc appears to have less with bevacizumab and less with these tyrosine kinase inhibitors. But Norvasc has not been found to prevent heart failure. And it also has not been found to prevent recurrent myocardial infarction. So there is a strategy that we use that if we're concerned about the development of heart failure, we'll tend to shy away from drugs like calcium channel blockers. So that's why we get back to using FDA-approved drugs that cover the continuum of heart failure.
And diuretics? What if someone's on a diuretic alone for blood pressure and then they have an increase in pressure on bevacizumab while they're on a diuretic?
Diuretics don't appear to have a lot of interaction with bevacizumab, so certainly going up on that would be fairly safe.
Reasonable option.
Okay. Would be in a reasonable option.